Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Reservations in medical education across India. The Prime Minister announces that there will be 27% reservation for OBC students, 10% for poor students in the economically weaker quota. This means with the OBC addition that the total medical education reservation in states is now nearly 50%. Kerala is India's COVID epicenter. Half of all cases are from here. The centre rushes a six-member team to Kerala. Besides the high cases, the rising deaths here are also a major concern. A Jharkhand judge is killed on a road, is being investigated as murder. CCTV footage shows a Tempo ramming into the judge in the middle of the road. The Jharkhand High Court says it will monitor the police probe. The accused's wife says that he came home with 80,000 rupees. Israel's crackdown on its own spyware company, NSO, the Israel Defense Ministry at NSO offices today. Remember, India's IT minister had quoted the NSO defense in Parliament here. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister flies to France after the Pegasus scandal. The Parliament cycle, bills are passed amid chaos again today. Pegasus protests don't stop the government as the bills go through. The Delhi Chief Minister in the State Assembly says that the new Police Commissioner choice is illegal. Arvind Kejriwal says Rakesh Asthana's appointment is against a Supreme Court order. The United Kingdom announces no quarantine is needed for fully vaccinated travellers from the United States and the European Union. But is this vaccine racism? Vaccinated Indians remain on the red list, even though it's the same vaccine. Meanwhile, China, Thailand, Vietnam see fresh COVID outbreaks. Heartbreak for India's sports legend Mary Kom. She goes down fighting, losing by 1 point in the pre-quarterfinals. She's out of the Tokyo Olympics, her last Olympics. But even in defeat, she's a winner. Reactions pour in on magnificent Mary Kom. And the good news, the men's hockey team scores a brilliant win at Tokyo today. And also, archer Atanu Das beats a two-time Olympic medalist from Korea.